Hello, and sorry for the delay. The original design for this course was based on a two-day short course or research seminar pattern. This is not an entirely post hoc justification of the design. Week zero was day one before morning coffee. I call it purposeful introductions. Week one was day one before lunch, a time when minds are open and people are excited about the course ahead and are ready to learn new things. Call it exposition and scaffolding. This is a crucial time for any short course. This is the time when you, the trainer, teacher, leader, facilitator, can make or break the course. Too much lecturing, too many new concepts set out didactically, and you've lost the group, blinded them with science, or bored them with death by PowerPoint. But too little, and people can feel cheated out of their expectations that there will be a big learning experience ahead. They have a right to expect that you will establish some credibility and trust with them, that you have some authority on the subject to lead the investigation. Not that you have all the answers necessarily, but that you have been down the trail and sketched some of the map of the territory. The course leader has a responsibility to the authenticity of the learning design. That comes from Stephen Brookfield back in 1997. Week two was day one after lunch, activity development. Active learning is crucial at this point on a course. Initial enthusiasm has been consumed, and listening and discussing and structuring the event ahead. It's time to do something. Week three is the morning of day two. Here we're pulling together. Time to pull together what we have been working on for the plenary around lunch. This will be the function of the virtual classroom event at the end of the week. And finally, week four is day two after lunch. No time here for new concepts, evaluation, recapitulation, and advance. What next? There are fewer cycles within cycles in face-to-face teaching. The affective map of a two-day course follows a simple trajectory from enthusiasm through questioning, fatigue, reinvigoration, and consolidation. A four-week online course may map onto such a trajectory, but each intervention might recapitulate the whole movement. There are more moments of fatigue and also more opportunities for reinvigoration. So Wednesday, which suddenly is tomorrow, I hope that we begin to see some of the designs that you have been working on, some of the tools, and some of the techniques for using them. I'm looking forward to our live virtual classroom meeting on Friday. See you in the forums. Invigorated.